Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. Was trying to figure out why I'm still single. Listen, I've done too many episodes, you know, jury's out, nobody fucking knows. Maybe it's my soul. I don't know, but my guest today is a hilarious comedian and writer, and in 2022, she became the youngest ever writer on the staff of a little show, I think you've heard it. It's called Saturday Night Live. It's Asha Ward!
Hey, what's up? I feel like my energy is so different. It's so different from yours.
Yeah, I think most people's energy is not as chaotic as mine, as wild as mine. But you know, this is just me. This is just me on a Thursday.
That's great. This is me on a Thursday.
I love that. I love that very much. I think you're so funny. I came across your videos on like Instagram. You've got a very funny bit about going to hibachi after a funeral, and it made me laugh so hard because so people who haven't experienced death, like life goes on and then shit becomes so funny, like catching shrimp in your mouth after you're like, oh, I was just crying.
Yeah, it is crazy. I feel like there's so many funny things, especially like after that surround death, that are just like so funny you don't realize it until after you're done being sad. Mm-hmm. So that's one of those things.
Yeah. And I feel like it happens too. Like you are sad and then a funny thing happens and you're just like, ha ha ha. Have you ever like been sad, started laughing and then started crying again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's fun. It's funny. A lot of the times it's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here's a question. Are you single? Are you dating? Do you not wish to say? Tell me about it. Or don't.
I am single, but it's like not, but it's like a sticky, like I'm in a sticky situation.
In a sticky situation?
But I also, it's ongoing, so I prefer not to go in
you
depth.
You know, I get it. Okay. So you're from Trinidad. Do you feel being a first generation person that there's like a pressure on you to like be in a relationship or find love? Or is it like be successful and make money?
I think it's more so be successful, make money. Because I mean, my family is not really like a normal nuclear kind of situation. Like my dad is gay and he divorced. Well, my parents got divorced when I was like young. But my dad is gay and like my mom died. And there's like so much going on that nobody's like, you need to find love. They're like, no, you need to make money and find out how to be okay.
They're like, we're on our own shit. I'm getting out of here and I'm dating men.
Yeah, so I don't think there's too much pressure. I think, yeah, I think my family is more so like the focus has always been like making money.
Mm-hmm. Same. My dad very much, I don't think he ever gave a shit. My dad's dead. And I don't think he cared whether or not I dated. Like, you know how you watch TV and a girl brings home this boy and then the dad's like overprotective and is like, if you hurt my daughter, I have a 45 and a shovel. My dad was just like, take her.
Yeah.
Go, like, I don't think my
people would really care. I think my family, we don't talk about much. Like we'll know that things will be known. But we don't really talk much. Even like I'm gay as well. And my dad and I have never talked about us both being gay. There's never been like a.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It is a little wild. I mean, that's the thing that y'all have in common. You could be like, hey, look at us. We're gay. I guess that would be insane.
But yeah.
Insane for you to be like, daddy.
Yeah.
I'm gay too.
But I'm like, what are we supposed to do? Like, just go to a parade together then? I don't know.
I mean, you could.
Yeah.
You could absolutely go to a parade. So you went to Columbia College in Chicago. Uh-huh. Was dating in Chicago? Did you find it easy?
No, but it's also just, I think that was because of me. Because I was also like, mm-hmm. a really late bloomer, I think. I still consider myself a late bloomer. Like, when I was 18, I was in Chicago from, like, 18 to 22-ish. And when I was 18, I still very much looked like a 15-year-old, like, just so awkward. Like, I did not look like I belonged in college or, like, even doing that kind of thing. So I didn't date much in school at all. And then I also went to, like, this art school where everybody's really like, think of like weeboos. You know, like what a weeboo is?
No, what's a weeboo?
It's like people with like blue hair that love anime. Like
and they're called weeboos?
I don't know. Like, yeah, that's what they're called. That's what I'd be called. That's what they're called. That's what I'd be calling them.
Weeboos. Look at that weeboo over there. It almost sounds like a slur, even though I know it's not.
I know, right? But there was a lot of that going on. And then, so I think it was also just like so awkward mm-hmm. that it was just never. I was still growing up, and I was like a weirdo up until I think these past 3 or 4 years, I started looking a little normal.
Wait, were you a weebo? Did you have the blue hair and you liked anime?
No, I was just surrounded by those types, and I was like, this isn't right.
This isn't where I belong.
This isn't where I belong. But also, everybody wasn't like that. And I was just kind of like weird. I don't know. I think I was just like, I wish I could show you pictures of what I looked like. So you can understand the vibe.
I want you to do your best to describe it.
It's like, you know, when your mom has a friend in church and...
Okay.
And she's like, oh, she has a daughter. I think you guys would be really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then you meet the daughter, and she's just not the vibe. I'm that person. You're I'm like that person.
You're the person who's the daughter, the friend's daughter that you're like, no.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a very funny way to describe yourself.
I couldn't dress at all. Didn't know what to do with didn't know what was going on with my hair.
Well,
you know,
to be fair, black hair is hard.
It is.
I'm fucking old. I'm 62 years old, and growing up, my mom would like hot comb my hair, burn the shit out of me, and then I got a relaxer, and then nobody ever said that the hair that grew out of my head was fine, and I could just be like, just have natural hair and like work with it. So I feel you on that. It's like, it's so hard to style it when you don't have nobody to help you do it.
That's what happened to me. My hair was permed for a lot of my life. And then by the time I was in college, I was wearing it naturally. But I also like hadn't really trimmed it. So it was kind of just looking crazy in its natural state. But it's all a part of the process. I appreciate all of my phases.
I went through phases where I know I had friends. And I look at pictures and I'm like, why did anyone let me out of the house looking like this? I wore blue contacts. And they were so thick because my eyes are very dark. And when I would like shift my eyes, the contact would slowly follow. So I just looked like I was double blinking, like some sort of fucking alien. And then I had like a very emo haircut that was like angled, kind of like Victoria Beckham in the 2000s. And then the back was spiky. And then I dyed it red. I looked wild. And I thought I looked really, and I wore a lot of vests and ties. And nobody was like, bitch, well, what are we doing over here?
Yeah.
So I fully feel you on that. So, okay, this is a dumb question, but when did you realize you were gay? I feel like that's so, nobody's like, when did you realize you were straight? But I just remember when I was younger that I was like, ooh, I like boys. But then I was like, ooh, these girls are pretty too. Everyone's kind of hot.
Yeah. I feel like for me, it must have been around some sort of like early high school. Because I remember just thinking I liked boys up until like I made a Tumblr. Mm-hmm. And then I would like, I would like read Tumblr posts and be like, oh no. Oh no. So yeah. I'd say it was Tumblr.
Tumblr I love that did it.
2014 Tumblr.
Tumblr, I think, was a very important part of a lot of people's lives. It's where I saw good porn for the first time. Like, I just saw nasty porn or whatever on the internet. And then I saw, like, curated nice porn where people's fingernails were clean. And I was like, oh, this, and people looked natural. I was like, oh my goodness, I love this. RIP Tumblr, or is it still around?
It's still around, but it's not. None of the websites are like what they used to be.
No, we have too many now.
Too many, and they're all corrupted.
I think so. Do you remember your first kiss?
Yes, but it was like. I want to say it was like after karate class. Is that crazy?
That is adorable, because I'd like to think that you're still in your white uniform with your little belts and you're like, can I? So yeah. Tell me about it, if you don't mind.
It was just like this boy. Like, okay, so my first boyfriend, he was just like this guy that I met on the way to after school karate.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wait, you took a van to after school karate?
Yeah, it was a van. I don't know.
The van went, what? So would the van just come get you at school?
Yeah, because there was a group of kids that were going to go do karate.
I've never heard of this in my life, that a van comes to get kids from school to take them to karate. My mom just drove me to things.
No, my mom was probably working. So it was that kind of thing. But my first boyfriend, the way that it happened was he just said that he was dating me. Oh. And I was like, okay. So I guess this is how this works.
I like how passive you are in this. Hey, we're dating. All right.
And this is kind of a theme that follows me throughout life. But he just kind of said that. And I was like, oh, so I guess this is how this kind of thing works. And it was like wet and gross. And then he like cheated on me. And I like pretended that I was mad.
I love this. I love that this boy was like, you're my girlfriend. You're like, okay. He's like, here's a wet, sloppy kiss. You're like, not for me. And then he cheats and you're like, oh, rats, you rascal. I'm so mad. I love this. This is great.
This was like over the span of a week or two.
Oh my goodness. This was accelerated.
Yeah, nothing crazy. It's really, my love life has really been kind of desolate.
Okay. I get that. I mean, mine has been pretty desolate as of recent. I was on the apps, and then this year I was like, you know what? I don't think I want to be on these anymore. So I stopped paying for all of them, and then...
Damn, paying.
Yeah, I was paying. I was paying to be single. That's the greatest Damn. Scam of all time. You pay for this, maybe you'll find love, and that's a lie. I didn't find nothing.
I feel like we all flip and flop on and off the apps because mm-hmm. I feel like you always reach a point where you're like, I'll download the apps again, and maybe it was just the way my profile was set up. Maybe I'll do something. Maybe the pictures have gotten better. But no, I feel like the apps are really terrible because I feel like once I feel like the algorithm can't really it can't tell that like mask women are hot. They just mm-hmm. think that they're ugly femmes.
AI's like, do not compute. This mask. It's like, oh, no, I don't want it.
It like breaks the algorithm, and so they put you in that you know, when you're in the pocket of the apps where it's just like suggesting you like people who have like Snapchat bunny filters is like the first, and it's like taken on, it's like so fuzzy, and you could tell that they're like in scrubs or some mm-hmm. shit. I don't know.
This is a very specific person you're describing that I think we have all seen.
Because it's like, you know that episode of SpongeBob where he goes to rock bottom?
Here's the thing. I've never seen SpongeBob.
Oh, no.
I grew up without cable. And then when I got cable as an adult, was never like, gotta watch SpongeBob. But maybe I should. People love it.
Well, that's what I get for trying to make it a SpongeBob reference as an adult woman.
I mean, most people have seen SpongeBob.
But it's basically like the ghouls and goblins of society that puts you in the... I know that's not nice to say about people. I don't know how else to describe it.
Listen, we don't know these people. We can call them ghouls and goblins. It doesn't matter. We don't know them. They're theoretical people in the world. Wait, what happens when SpongeBob goes to Bikini Bottom? Doesn't he live in Bikini Bottom?
No, he lives in Bikini Bottom and he goes to Rock Bottom. And Rock Bottom is kind of like Bikini Bottom's antithesis.
Oh.
And so it's like these really scary sea creatures that you don't see in the daylight.
Wow. That's dark for kids. Because it just sounds like they're describing actual rock bottom.
Yeah, it's like it's a crazy. You should check it out if you care.
Listen, I do care. I will check it out. If you tell me your favorite episode to watch, I will watch it.
I'm like not a hardcore SpongeBob fan. That's just like,
this is so funny that you made a reference and you're like, I don't even fuck with SpongeBob like
that.
I'm
like, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that because I do not fuck with SpongeBob like that.
That's really funny. I truly only reference things that like I love. I talk about Sonic a lot because I fucking love Sonic.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog or the food?
That's funny. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Because I like Sonic too.
The food or the hedgehog?
The food.
See, I've never had Sonic the food. I've only had Sonic the Hedgehog.
I've only had Sonic.
But like, have you seen the movie? Okay, a lot of people have.
No, I can't say that I have.
They dropped the Knuckles trailer because they're doing an 8-part miniseries on Paramount Plus. I'm so fucking excited. But anyway, in the movie, Sonic just like wants a friend and then he gets his happy ending. And I'm like Sonic. I have ADHD and I feel like I go too fast and I don't have time. And I'm like, but I want love. And I'm just like waiting for my Sonic happy ending. And I don't know when it's coming, but I think it's coming.
Oh yeah, it is coming.
Do you want to be in a relationship or are you happy being a single person? I feel like you're like rather happy being single. That's the vibes I'm getting.
I am kind of happy being single. I wouldn't say that I'm unhappy, but I also would like to be in a relationship just because it's like something new to do.
It's something to do.
I mean, hey, I love having like an extracurricular activity.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's what it would be for me. But I feel like earlier in life, I was sort of more unhappy about not being in a relationship. And I feel like since then, I've kind of like worked through to where now whenever I'm like not talking to anybody or I don't have anything going on at all, I don't feel awful. I also just like I talk to my friends a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I talk to my friends on FaceTime a lot. And but yeah, I want to, but I think it's just more so like, oh, I haven't experienced this before. I've never like properly dated
mm-hmm.
anybody, but I'm like, yeah, this is just something I haven't experienced yet, and I think I want to.
Yeah, that's how I like. I would like that. I would like. I don't need to get married or anything. I've evolved past that. There was a time in my life where I was like, I want a big fucking wedding, and I want kids, and I want, you know, and I'm like, oh, I don't want kids. That seems bad. You have to like bring them everywhere and like raise them and teach them. And I don't see it for me and I don't have the time and that's not my vibe. But like, I would love like a partner to travel with. Like Valentine's Day, I hated it. I don't like Valentine's Day because everyone's like, here's my love. And then like they break up the next year and they're like, bah humbug. And I'm like, I get that people get to feel feelings, but I'm like, maybe we just like, I don't know, stop shoving love in people's faces. That sounds terrible because the minute I have someone who I can post on Valentine's Day, I absolutely will. And the mm-hmm. minute we break up, I'll be like, bah, fucking humbug, I hate it. I don't know. Maybe, listen, what am I saying? I don't fucking know other than I just, okay, I've been trying to go out and like meet people in the wild and it's not working.
Really?
No.
I feel like it is really hard to meet people in the wild. I think it is so helpful to be a comedian and for just like meeting people because it's like I'm out a lot at like bars mm-hmm. or like shows or like people see me or like people always in my DMs. I feel like that is helpful. If I wasn't a comedian, I feel like I would not be meeting anybody at all.
Like I was dating someone for a little bit and I'm pretty sure they're dating somebody else now. We're not talking. And I was like, how do people do that? Like, I have friends who are serial daters who just like have relationship after relationship. And I'm like, but how do you deal with like, you break up with someone and they start dating somebody. And then how do you like start loving somebody else? How are we all so vulnerable and we're all okay with it?
I know that's the boat I'm in. I think that's also why I don't date a ton. Cause I'm like, whenever I do like somebody, it's for a minimum of like 16 months. You know, like, it's really, like a minimum of 16 months. And I think also like, I'm not one of those people that can just like go on dates casually. Cause I'm like, then I get either I'm like writing you off. Cause I'm like, you're not my wife
mm-hmm.
or I'm like obsessing about you.
Yes.
There's no like healthy medium where I can just like, oh, I'm going to go grab drinks with this person. And then this person on Tuesday. And then I feel like I can't do that because I'm like a double water sign. It's too much.
But I agree with you with the whole like, I don't fuck with you or I'm going to marry you tomorrow and I love you. And there's no in between.
Yeah.
And I have a very hard time getting over it. Like, I simply don't understand how people one day go, no, like it doesn't make sense to me. I love too hard.
Me as well. I feel like the only way to get over someone properly is to find someone else that you're obsessed with.
That sounds really unhealthy, but also I think the only way to actually get over somebody. That's what they say. What is get on another horse or whatever. Wait, real quick, we have to take a break. Sp- Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. We're back. Okay, so can I ask you about when you got a dental receptionist job in New York when you were still living in Maryland?
Yes. Okay, so after I graduated college, I didn't really have plans. So I kind of just moved back home with my dad, and I was working this virtual job. They fired me after like 3 weeks. But the plan was to, because I was just simply bad at it. I was like, some sort of liaison for like nurses who are trying to get their master's degree as like a 20-something-year-old child with shouldn't be doing that. But they fired me after like 3 weeks, and the plan was to like save up so I could like move to New York. And I was like, damn, this is not going to happen. So I just started like applying to jobs on like Indeed. And I was like, if I can just find a job in New York, then I can maybe I can crash with somebody and then just like make that work. But yeah, I applied to a bunch of jobs on Indeed, and this dentist place called me, and they're like, can you come in on Tuesday? And I was like, for show, because I live there in New York.
So, who, me? Tuesday is great because I'm a New York City liver.
Yes, because I'm a New York resident, and I can be there on Tuesday. I just like took the bus up, did that interview, and like another one, and then they gave me the job, and I came and I crashed with my aunt who lives in Queens, Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And I was commuting from Jamaica to Williamsburg every day.
Oh, my God.
For like, I had to be there at like 8 a.m. No. So it's like a 2.5-hour commute and then back. So no. I wasn't doing comedy or anything during that time. I was just kind of like.
No, you were commuting.
I was commuting. I was living on like a blow up mattress in a basement that was like ants all over my stuff.
Oh, just no.
Terrible, terrible vibes. But now I'm all good.
Yes, she moved up from the basement. No
yes,
more
up from the basement.
Yes. But that I feel like is kind of like New York. Like when I lived in New York, there was six of us in a technically three bedroom, but then we put up a door in the living room to make another bedroom, and there was six of us in this like four bedroom, and it was not great, but also great, if that makes sense. Like, all our rent was $500, and we didn't have anything, and we would go up to like the Bronx and like get cheap furniture and shit. And then we figured out that we could charge a Columbia kid like $800, and then the rest of us could live for five, but then we could have a normal amount of people in the apartment, like once my friends started like moving out. So, okay, once you like were living in New York, you started taking improv classes?
Yeah, so the place I moved out of, like, I lived with my aunt for like a month, and I moved to this place in Brooklyn, terrible apartment infested with mice. I lived with insane people. My roommates.
Wait, how did you find these people?
On Facebook Marketplace.
So, I thought that was just for furniture. You finding people and shit.
You can find people. You can find people on Facebook Marketplace. So I found them on Facebook Marketplace. They gave me like an off feeling, but I was just like, whatever. Mm-hmm.
You're like, the vibes are bad, but I do need to move.
Yeah, the vibes are worse here. And one of the so it's like me, a guy, and two girls. And the guy had a girlfriend, but he was also sleeping with both of the other female roommates. And so that was just drama.
Yes.
Just drama, 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 drama. And so it was, the vibes were awful. I didn't want to be in the house. And I was like, I need to find something to do during the night.
What was the drama like?
So it's like, you know when someone's like always snot crying, like in the common area, there was always someone was always snot crying in the common area, and it's like, at first you're like, oh yeah, this is not my issue, I can totally just like ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does start to affect your well-being when it's like my life is feeling like some sort of soap opera. Mm-hmm. There's always some sort of weird ass drama going on.
Did the girls talk to you about it? Were they like, oh my god, I just found out he's sleeping with the other one and I'm sad? And
okay, so here, I think actually I might have caused a little bit of drama. So one of the girls ended up moving out, not because of the drama, but because I'm sorry for laughing.
Nope, so I love one this. Night, you're like, I'm not in this, so I can tee-hee-hee and giggle all I want.
She moved out because one night when she was walking home, someone like tackled her and stole her iPhone.
That nothing could have prepared me for that.
Someone robbed her without a gun. They just tackled her and like stole her phone. And she was like, I don't want to live around black people anymore. I gotta go.
New York is not real. Somebody fucking tackled this bitch. That's
someone
wild.
Tackled her ass. But if you saw her, it'd be like, oh, you're, that would never happen to me. That would happen to you.
Yeah, I would never get tackled. Too hard of a target. You're gonna knock me down. I'd love to see you try.
But after that, she moved to Ridgewood.
She wants to get me out.
She said, fuck Crown Heights, I'm going to Ridgewood. And then so me and the guy helped her move, and she moved in with this like random lady, and when we helped her move, it was late at night, so we both like spent the night over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the living room, and the guy in the middle of the night wakes up and then goes to her room, and I just hear them like having crazy sex. And then me and the other girl are like cool and we're friends, and I have no idea he's also fucking her.
Uh-huh.
So I text her, I'm like, LMAO, guess what? And I told her, and her vibe just completely shifted. And then I got home like the next day, and she was like, had been obviously crying, and I was like, I don't know what's wrong with her, but I was like, did you see my text? That was crazy, right?
And then she was like, that's the cause of my crying.
Yeah.
That is so wild. One, that he was fucking both of them. Two, this bitch was tackled. Three, that the first night she spent in her new apartment with a stranger, essentially, she was like, I'm gonna have the loudest fucking sex so she knows what's up. That she
was
like,
crazy.
I'm bad. This is a bad choice you made letting me live here. So then did he keep dating? Sorry, I love this. This is, I love it.
Yeah.
Did he keep dating the girl who was your friend?
No, because he fully had a girlfriend. he fully had a separate girlfriend.
Was he cute?
Yeah, I will say that. Okay. He was really handsome.
Man.
Haitian, you know how
Ooh,
they be.
Okay. Men can do whatever the fuck they want. I was at a bar the other night, and there was this guy, and we were like, me and my friend were like, oh my God, he's the cutest guy in here. Let's try to talk to him. And then we got closer to him and he had a weird eyebrow ring and he wasn't as cute as we thought he was. And then this girl walked in and she started making out with him and she was disgusting. And we were like, you know what? Maybe this isn't the bar for us. Men literally get to do whatever the fuck they want. It's wild.
They do. It's insane. And there's, no consequence.
Just can't imagine. I don't have the dexterity of like in my brain to juggle three different bitches. That's wild.
That's a full-time job.
Yes, I don't get it. Like, how do you have the time? Why do you want to lie? Why do you want to hide things? Is it exciting?
Like, are you not exhausted?
Right?
Are you not exhausted talking to all these bitches?
Right? And listening to their problems and being like, no, I love you. No, I love you. I don't have the time to do that. But, like, I kind of wish I was, like, an asshole like that.
I wish I could be I wish I had fuckboy tendencies.
Me too.
I get people think that I'm a fuckboy. I don't know why. But I tend to get that I give fuckboy, but I'm like, I really wish I could be like that.
I think you might give fuckboy energy because you're, like, chill.
Yeah.
And I feel like fuckboys are like chill. They're just like, they're
always
whatever.
Chill. Yeah,
yeah. I'm this woman screaming at me, and that's okay because I got another one at home. How long did you live with these people?
Yeah, like a year.
And then did another girl move in after the girl moved out?
Another random girl from Facebook moved in. She abandoned. She was never there. And then I found out like right when our lease was supposed to, we were going to renew the lease, that none of them had been paying rent. I had just been like zelling the landlord, my measly like $725. We owed the landlord a whopping $8,000. And there was no way to like split it up because all of our names were on the lease.
No.
Yeah. So what happened was I was just like,
wait,
squatting.
You. Okay, so you were squatting.
Yeah, squatting for like a month.
Okay, so you owe them $8,000, but you were writing checks to the landlord from your account, right?
Yeah, I was zelling. Well, I was sending him Zelle. Like, the landlord's so unserious. This man, his office was next door, covered in papers, asked both my roommates on dates multiple times.
Oh, my God. Like, were these the hottest girls in fucking New York? What's going on?
The thing is, like, no. Like... they were like mid.
And they were confused why like you weren't hitting on them. They were like, what's going on?
I was just like, you guys are kind of insane. But yeah, I was zelling this man and nobody else was paying. So he was gonna evict us, but I was squatting for like a month because I had just like had a meeting with SNL, but I also had meetings with them months before and they didn't hire me, so I was like, this shit better work out. And it ended up working out, and then I got this place like with like my first paycheck, so that's good.
So that's good. That is wild. That's truly the universe being like, ooh, I'm gonna give you something. You need something right now.
Wait, yeah, we're gonna help her out.
So did you pay the back rent or no?
No, I Good. Just didn't sign my, I didn't renew the lease. Someone else took my spot on it. Mm-hmm. And then I ghosted them and I haven't spoken to them since.
I mean, I wouldn't either. But that's also wild that this landlord's like, okay, I'll let y'all renew it. There's a balance of $8,000. That's fucked up.
And they CC, this man keeps CCing me on the emails to this day. And I'll tell you, it's not getting better because now they owe him
$43,000. Wait,
what? Somehow they owe him $43,000. He CCs me on the billing still.
Have you responded to him to be like, yo, I'm out?
No, because I kind of want to see. I kind of want to see where it goes.
I also would stay on the emails just to be like, how much more are you going to? It's going to be like $100,000. That's so wild.
Yeah. So far, there's only one of the original roommates still on the lease and the others are like randoms. But
I mean,
I want to keep up.
Incredible that they have been able to just not pay rent for 2+ years. Wait, real quick, we have to take a break.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
I ask most comics this. I feel like I know the answer, but do you have any chuckle fuckers? Does anyone slide in your DMs and go, hey?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Have you answered any of them?
No, because it's never who you want. Mm. It's never like, it's never like a good, well-adjusted person that's doing that. But yeah, my people be in my DMs, but it's mostly just like, this is insane. And it's funny because some of them are like men,
mm-hmm.
and they'll slide in my DMs and be like, you're funny. So I know they've seen my comedy where I say I'm gay.
Mm-hmm. They're like, I can change this funny
and
person.
They're still like, yeah, they're like, you funny and you fine. I'm like, you're a man. You know.
Sir, you're a man. You're not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
What is like the wildest date you've been on?
I don't think I've been on anything crazy, but one time this girl did make out with my arm.
What?
For a while. It wasn't a date. It was just like in my bedroom.
I just want to backtrack. You said, I don't think I've ever really been on a wild date, but one time this girl made out with my arm for a while. You've been on a crazy date. What do you mean she
made out? It's not a date. Okay. It's not a date because it was my house. It was in my house.
Okay, so you invite this girl to your house. And is this your new place or the old place?
This was in college.
Okay.
So she was also in the dorm. So it wasn't even like an inviting situation. Okay. So, like a-
so she comes to your room. And then what happens?
She's drunk. And she makes out with my arm for a minute. And I go, okay. And then she goes, I just wanted to see how Asha tastes. And I was like, okay. And then I got up and I left. But it's honestly not because I wasn't into it. I just, that never happened to me. And that's how I reacted in that moment.
This person said, I wanted to see how you taste. And you said, okay.
I said, I think I have to go. So weird.
Okay. That's wild. Did you ever see this girl again?
Yeah, we were friends.
Did you ever bring it up?
Mm-mm.
Do you still talk to her? Have you ever been on a date where you're like, this is going well, and then they're like, nah, it's not going well?
No, I think usually if I think it's going well, it's going well. Right?
I love that confidence. I constantly am like, this is going well. And then they're like, never call me again. And I'm like, okay, cool. All right. Are you sure?
Actually, I think the wildest date I've been on is a situation where I didn't know it was a date.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that they were just trying to like hang out with me as a friend. But then after I was like, oh, we did just like walk around the park for a really long time and like like sit on a bench and like talk to each other. But I thought it was just like, oh, you want to be friends. But then when she kept texting me, I was like, oh, you think this is something else?
And you weren't feeling it?
Nah.
Fair. That is one of the things about dating that sucks. Because like, whenever I'm feeling it, the other person isn't. And whenever the other person's feeling it, I'm not. And I'm like, why is this so fucking hard? Why? Then I asked friends to hook me up with people and they're like, I don't know nobody. But then I did have a friend reach out who was like, Nicole, you should ask people that you're not close to hook you up with somebody because their friend group is a little different than your friend group, but they've still vetted the person. And I was like, oh, fuck, I guess I should do that. But then I'm like, who do I ask? I don't know. Like, I don't have like acquaintances. I have like friends.
Right. And then everybody's booed up.
Yes.
Seems like everybody's booed up or they're in this, bad.
I agree. It's one of two camps. Everyone's booed up or they're all fucking bad. And you're like, I don't
or they're bad.
Want this. Oh, yeah. It's tough. What is your like ideal girl? Like if you could create, say the good Lord, God, he like comes into your house. He's like, hey, what up? What exactly do you want? And I'll give it to you.
I really like huge hair. Is that too superficial? Should I have starts with something else?
No. Okay.
I like huge hair and then like to think I'm funny. I feel like this is not making me sound like a good person.
I love it. I want them to have big ass hair. They got to be like, ha ha ha, tee hee hee. This is a treat. I love this. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, you think I'm funny and be like kind of a nerd.
Okay.
And not too.
But not like a weebo?
Not like, yeah, not like that. Like a nerd that can dress.
Okay. Big hair, thinks you're funny, a nerd that can dress. What else? Be specific because God is in your house. So height, eye color, everything.
Oh, I love brown.
Okay.
Brown eyes. And then I like to be the same height. I don't like people that are shorter or taller.
This is very funny. How tall are you?
5'7". So that's average. It would be wild if I'm like, I need somebody who's 6'3", but
I need someone who's 4'2". That's what I want. Okay, so 5'7". I thought I was 5'7" for a very long time, but it turns out I'm 5'5", baby.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Okay, what else?
And then I like when people are passionate about something, you know? You guys have something going on.
All right.
Some sort of mission you're on. Some sort of goals.
I get that. I like that. Like, I want goals, but also I want them to be like living their goals, kind of. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you can have aspirations and like shit that you want, but like, are we working towards them? What are we doing?
Yeah.
So wait, are you on the apps? I can't remember what you said.
No, I've deleted. I'm on my off cycle.
Oh, yes, yes, apps. Yes, yes.
I just can't do it anymore. I just can't do it. Can't do it.
No, I get it.
I feel like I also just meet people. I meet a ton of people in real life.
I feel like I don't anymore because I don't really do. I haven't been doing like local sets, and I'm like, maybe I should get back into doing that. Maybe I should just go out at night. I don't know.
I also think what's helpful for gay people is there's always some sort of like gay event going on that you like meet other gay people at. But
like what
I don't
kind?
Know if straight people have that. Like some sort of like mixer or like just like going out to drink or like the club or like, you know, or like even like hanging out with friends or there's always like community.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple speed dating things that have been popping up in LA and I was like, maybe I'll go to one of them.
Have you ever done speed dating?
No, have you?
No, but I've been seeing a lot because of the holiday, and I'm like, it seems like something I would go to troll, but I don't think it could be anything that I could take seriously.
That's how I feel. I'm like, so I'm supposed to spend 10 minutes with somebody and then be like, I love them.
I know.
I just I can't see it for myself, but I think I'm going to try one because the alternative is just staying inside.
The worst case scenario is you get there, you realize nobody is doing it for you, and then you just troll and you have a good fun time.
I'm just mean to everyone. I'm like, look at these fucking idiots.
Not mean, just like lie. Like you can say like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you get into like an Uber and you're like, I can be whoever I want to be.
Yes.
And they're like asking you questions. You don't have to tell the truth. You can just kind of troll.
What's the lie that you like to tell Uber drivers?
I tell them that I go to school for English. If an Uber driver asks me what I do, I say I'm a college student and I study English, because nobody cares about that, so they don't ask really much like follow up questions. I know enough about that that I can kind of just like go on forever about it if they ask, the student decides to ask me questions.
I used to say I was a teacher.
Yeah, so you have to have some sort of other thing. Also, if my Uber driver is religious, I will pretend to be religious as well.
That's very funny. I don't think I've ever pretended to be religious, but last time I said I was a teacher, they were like, where? And I was like, in Los Feliz. They're like, which school? And I was like, PS 22. And they were like, what? Because that's a New York thing. That's not anywhere else. And I need to like learn the name of a school if I really want to lie well. And then sometimes I say that I'm a dental hygienist. And then they'll like ask sometimes they'll ask questions about their teeth and I'll just make things up.
Yeah. I mean, it's what they deserve.
It's what they deserve. How dare you speak to me while I'm in your car?
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for single people?
I think my advice is to enjoy the moment. Because you're not going to be single forever if you don't want to be single. So enjoy it while it lasts. I think that...
That sounds like a threat.
No, like seriously, because then when you get into like a relationship and you're like, oh, whenever I'm involved with somebody, I forget how to like prioritize myself. And there's things that like I just like miss out on, like just kind of clarity of mind in general also. But whatever it is that your soul is wanting, you're wanting it for a reason, and it's in here because it's like it's in the ether. You're gonna get it one day.
I like that.
So just enjoy the moment while it lasts.
Just enjoy the moment while it lasts. Okay.
Is that terrible advice?
It's not terrible advice.
Also, I love for single people, just be on FaceTime with your friends all the time.
What do you do about your friends who are like in relationships? Are you just in like
on... I talk to them less.
I just simply speak to them less.
I talk to them less than the single ones.
That makes sense. I think I might gather my single gal pals and try to like do a weekly hangout. I've been saying this for weeks. And I just got to like get them together, wrangle them and go out.
Yeah. Hey, why not?
I love it. Okay, that's good advice. We have come to the end. Do you want to promote anything?
The Hannah Gatsby's Netflix Gender Agenda, March 5th, dropping March 5th.
Yes, congrats on that.
Yes, thank you. It was so fun. We did it in London. Never been there before. Great vibes. Super excited.
Okay, I ask all my guests this. Would you date me?
Yes.
There was a big old pause, and I don't know if that's a real yes. Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's it. We have come to the end, and there's a Yes. Anyway, if you write me something nasty hitting on me, I will read it and you can submit it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can like, you can rate, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or whatever. So, okay, this is a dirty thing that someone has written to me. Hi, Nicole. We would start our date by going on a fun trip to the zoo, aquarium, or the animal shelter, depending on our mood. Then follow it by going to your house. We'll watch 7 minutes of an episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives before we start passionately making out. Suddenly, uh-oh, what is this I brought? That's right, it's my Theragun. You fetch yours, and I start going to town simultaneously on that pussy and booty hole. I make you squirt a couple dozen times, resulting in a thick, creamy lubrication that allows my Theragun that's been tickling your butthole to slide right in. Oops! But much to our surprise, the force of your blood rushing through your veins as I continue to go to town on your pussy allows my Theragun to travel all the way through your body until it's rumbling your brain around in? What? Your skull with powerful vibrations. So this person's trying to kill me. With its powerful vibrations, the aggressive rattling triggers a switch in your brain that cures your ADHD and executive dysfunction. We gasp covered in sweat and squirt. You shit the Theragun out. You now have the power to focus on everything you've been meaning to do. We clean up our mess, change the sheets, clean your entire house, do laundry, pay your bills, and take your dog on a walk before I leave and never see you again. Wow.
Whoever wrote that has a real gift.
Yeah, I mean, that one was intense. They tried to kill me, but then they healed my executive dysfunction. Well, that's it. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Why Won't You Date Me? With Nicole Byer. This show is produced by me, Mars, with guest research by Lindsay Kemp. It's executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, with guest booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Maddie Ogden. Got a dirty message for Nicole? Write it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com for a chance to have it featured on a future show.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.